We will be seen. We will be heard. We will be seen. We will be heard.
I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Princeton University today joined the number of schools where protesters are demanding change for the social and academic experience of black students. Let's get the latest from Jamal Maddox, news director at radio station WPRB in Princeton. Jamal, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, I understand today's protest dispersed in the past hour, only to resume tomorrow. What was the scope of today's demonstration?
Well, the student organization taking the lead on this walk-in and demonstration is the Princeton Black Justice League. And when they issued a call to action a couple of days ago, they enumerated about three separate demands that they wanted the university to address.
Principal among them was the demand to drop Woodrow Wilson's name from school buildings and programs.
Well, that was the first demand on the list, but that seems to be the most polarizing demand at this point in time.
Why so?
Well, from the discussion with the student and the university president, there was a bit of a confrontation between the two.
And we do have a portion of that conversation between students and President Christopher Eisgruber. Let's give a listen.
I also think that we have to pay attention to the complexity of history, where at times we owe things to people who were...
Woodrow Wilson perpetuated an ideology that has led to the continuous genocide of black people in this country. He is a murderer. We owe him nothing.
So in addition to the demands that Woodrow Wilson's name be scrubbed from the school, what are their other points?
Well, their other two demands are, first, institute more diversity training for the faculty and staff of the university, cultural awareness training, etc. And kind of within that demand, there's also another demand for the university to kind of create a cultural awareness distribution requirement or insert kind of cultural awareness into the mandatory curriculum of the university. So they want to see a change in the curriculum so that histories of marginalized communities play a role in kind of the curriculum that every Princeton University student has to go through. And their last demand was the creation of a black student center on campus, a place where black students can congregate, and it's dedicated for that purpose. And within that demand, they also requested that students have the kind of final say in deciding what that center will be called. They don't want it to be named after a white benefactor or someone who they perceive as racist.
Jamal, this started to coalesce, as you said, a couple of days back, but put it in the context of first protests at Yale and the University of Missouri, and then more recently, University of Massachusetts, Amherst, Wesleyan, Smith.
Sure. I'd have to say that this is just, you know, part and parcel of the national movement that's going on. And a lot of the roots of what we're seeing right now had started a few weeks back. You started to see a lot of students involved with activism on campus kind of express their solidarity with the students in Mizzou at the University of Missouri, at Yale. You started to see kind of official statements coming out in support of these protests. And this week, you see it kind of coalesce around issues that are specific to Princeton.
How did the protesters and the president part today? What happens next?
Well, it was quite a contentious meeting, as that audio showed. And I should probably add, one of the last demands that the Black Justice League issued was that the president sign and approve the kind of demands as they stood and as the Black Justice League wanted. And that just wasn't going to fly with him. At this point, it seems somewhat intractable. He refuses to sign this statement. The Black Justice League students refuse to give ground. So I honestly don't see so far any area of substantive agreement.
Jamal Maddox, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on protests at Princeton University.
Thank you so much, David.
Jamal Maddox is news director at radio station WPRB in Princeton.